Overburdening children with caregiving responsibilities can have negative effects in adulthood. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Amy Nuttall, assistant professor in the Department of Human Development and Family Studies at Michigan State University, describes her research in this area.
It's normal for children to perform caregiving in their families. For example, most children have chores or help take care of siblings. However, families experiencing high levels of stress may respond by charging children with increased caregiving responsibilities. For example, such responsibilities may include cooking dinner while parents work late or serving as a confidant to a parent by discussing financial or marital stress. Although these kinds of responsibilities may be an adaptive way for a child to cope with stress by actively contributing to their family, these family obligations might also become too much for children. Research demonstrates that being charged with too many caregiving responsibilities may overburden children and lead to negative developmental consequences. My work focuses on how these experiences of overburdening caregiving responsibilities in childhood then influence how individuals parent. I've conducted a series of studies examining mothers' reports of their childhood experiences engaging in overburdening caregiving roles, and then observed subsequent parenting behavior among first-time mothers. My findings show that experience of burdensome caregiving roles in childhood were associated with less accurate knowledge of child development and more difficulty responding to infants' cues. Therefore, taking on too much caregiving in childhood may make it difficult for individuals to accurately judge their infants' developmental needs once they become parents. This work helps us understand what kinds of parent education programs might be most helpful to mothers. For example, more mothers attend prenatal classes than parenting classes after giving birth, and prenatal classes can be quite effective at teaching mothers about child development. Therefore, prenatal parenting classes may be particularly useful for teaching accurate knowledge of child development and appropriate expectations about children's abilities, even before mothers give birth and begin parenting.
That was Amy Nuttall of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.